Welcome, you guys, to the Happy Underdog Podcast. This is your host, Travoy Pointer. I'm excited to be back after the last podcast was called The Great Audit. It was a pretty awesome podcast, but I'm here today to talk about a new concept, not necessarily a concept, but just an idea that I've been thinking about over the last couple of weeks. I think it's very important. I've done some studying and research of some more legends and entrepreneurial grounds and just been truly inspired. And I want to come to you today and talk about the idea of having plenty of reasons, right? It's kind of like saying, what is your why? But what I'm adding to this is saying, what is your actual reason? And you need several reasons to inspire you to push for your goals every single day. So tune in. This is not going to be a long podcast at all, but I definitely want to hit home on some pointers about having several reasons for you to keep chasing your goals and dreams. See y'all soon. Welcome, you guys, to the Happy Underdog Podcast. Again, this is Travoy Pointer. I'm excited to be rocking with y'all today. Today's podcast title is called Reasons. It's kind of vague, but I'm going to dive into what I really mean by reasons here in a second. But what I want to do is take this time out to just shout out the people who have been showing feedback to the podcast, who've been, you know, reaching out via social media, whether it's, you know, public or private. I truly appreciate it. It lets me know that I'm really touching the right areas with the content I'm putting out, and I'm adding value, which is my most important thing that I want to do, is add value to the listeners and, you know, have a reason to come back. So over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to start interviewing people and bringing people who are in the thick or in the trenches of their process. And I will dime them as happy underdogs as well, because it's, again, this is the most important part of the process, is the underdog stage. And so I want to find other happy underdogs and bring them to this platform and let them talk about what they're going through every day, what their challenges are, what are their positives as well. So they can have a chance to express themselves and relate to the listeners, and we all can win from this process, right? So yeah, I was this past week I was listening to Tony Robbins. I was listening to Jim Rohn, and I got some, you know, Jim Rohn was mentioned something in one of his videos. He said you need several reasons to push for your dreams and goals, and I wanted to tail back on that, because when he said that, I started thinking. I said to myself, damn, that's so right. I mean, it's almost like, as far, there's some selfishness and some selflessness that has to really come together for your dreams and goals to work on a significant level. So check me out. Hear me out here. From a selfish level, you have to be all in regards to pushing every day and not letting anyone come in between what you're trying to accomplish. So you do have to have a very selfish aspect when it comes to driving those goals, driving those actions, driving execution towards what you're trying to do, right? Don't get me wrong on that. You have to be selfish. Now, there's a selfless aspect that comes into play, and it's either 50-50 or it's 49-51. I'm not sure of that yet. That's something I'll find out over time. But I do know that there is some selflessness that really has to come into play when you're really trying to achieve something significant. Check this out. The reasons, and that's plural, the reasons for you pushing have to basically overwhelm doing it for just yourself. For instance, for me, I have a son, I have a family, I have, you know, I want to change the perception of where I come from. I want to make a great impact on my high school or my college. There are several reasons that I'm doing what I'm doing. And it transcends over just doing it for me. Obviously, you want personal accolades. You want to be recognized. You want to be known for doing something awesome. Like, who doesn't want to do that? But think about day to day. If I wake up every day and everything is just for me, if you really think about it and peel the onion back on that, that's not enough motivation to really get something significant done. Now, if I'm going to leave here, and this is deep here, I'm going to leave here one day, and my son is going to be living. If God says the same, hopefully that he, you know, I go and then he goes and has his time here. He's going to be here. If I have enough drive in me to get, you know, to set a legacy up for my son where he can take on that legacy and push forward, that's so big. That's very much so bigger than me. right? That's a reason, an additional reason for me not to half-ass the second part of a day, right? For my mom, I want to retire my mom by a specific age or retire my dad by a specific age. If I get up and I hit the snooze button 30 times, it's not just me that I'm giving up on, but I'm giving up on my mom and my dad and, you know, this whole idea of what I want for my entire family. So there are additional reasons for me to get up every day and strive forward for what I'm trying to get done. So yeah, look up the individuals that inspire you, that you aspire to be like, and you'll, you know, read their stories and they'll tell you, you know, there were several reasons why I did this. You know, there are people who were immigrants. There are people who were abused. You know, there were people who were in a great situation, you know, prior to growing up, and they had to change the way they saw life. You know, I was listening to another person recently who said, I had everything growing up, but I was spoiled. So I didn't have any awareness of how the world works. And so he had to find reasons. You know, he had to reverse engineer his mindset to become a grown up. You know, that's a different scenario. Some people would love to be well off growing up. But this guy was saying, you know, it kind of pushed me back. You know, it sheltered me from the real world. So, you know, it's so many reasons that we do certain things. And what I hope the listener and you guys get from this is that, you know, go find the reasons for pushing these goals, because one or two reasons will not be enough for you to really push through. It takes a lot of energy and a lot of effort to supersede and be in the top 10% or the top 5% of the world. And we're not just talking about financial, we're really talking about the mindset. You know, the top 10%, top 5% mindsets of the world, they think a certain way and they fuel off several reasons to get things done. So how does this look? You know, how does this look in regards to what are my reasons? Go into a path of self-discovery. If you haven't already, I suggest and highly recommend for the listener to go into a self-discovery phase. And I want you to peel back to the simplest form. What do I like? What do I not like? What makes me happy? What makes me unhappy? Like, truly go in and research about yourself, the things that drive certain emotions out of you. And when you're able to pinpoint those, then you're able to start to understand, if I do more of this, I'm going to be happier. If I do less of this, you know, you're really going to, you know, go for it. And then understand also, what are your reasons outside of yourself, right? Is it family? Is it legacy? Is it to start a foundation? Is it I don't know. There's several different things out here to pull onto outside of yourself to continue to push and drive yourself to your significant goals. And you have to pull onto it because, like I said, a couple of reasons, you know, won't do it. You know, this is a big world and it takes a lot of effort, a lot of consistency, a lot of thick skin. You know, so much to accomplish these goals and significant dreams. And I want everybody to hit it. I feel confident about mine. I'm continuously every day grabbing onto great positive reasons to keep going. And another big reason for me to go is to be able to push out positive energy to the end listener, to people that follow me on social media. I want you guys to win just as much as I want myself to win. We're talking about that selflessness, selfishness thing again right there. Again, that's 50-50 or 51-49. I don't know that. I'll know 5 years from now maybe. But all I know is that if I can inspire you and if I can see a million of yous do great, that's a million reasons for me to keep going. And it works simply like that, man. So I hope you got something from that. I'm excited. I think this is the best one yet, man. Just reasons and really figuring out, like, you know, how am I going to commit myself to this grind for 15, 20 years, you know, like, and, you know, it becomes exciting to really break it down. Like, I got to be this person, right? And again, I think when a person finds the several reasons to become this person or to really knock out these goals, you end up winning big, man. You end up winning big. So you guys take it easy. Thank you for tuning in. I'll talk to you soon. Y'all have a good one. I appreciate you guys for tuning in to the Happy Underdog Podcast. That was Reasons. I think it's definitely my favorite one favorite podcast I've made. Definitely think that if individuals can very much so draw from several inspirations and several reasons to continue their path and their process to greatness, it's gonna help them. And I've come across that with my life, and just continuously getting better every single day, and saying, this is bigger than me, right? We all have that aspect of it being about me, and I gotta push through, and I gotta be a lion. Of course, that's all day. But when you start to add several different elements, several additions to why you're doing this, like your family or whoever, whatever it may be, whatever you know what it is in your heart. When you add those additional pieces outside of yourself to your push, those extra reasons, then you wake up a little earlier, you push a little harder, you run an extra mile, you lift the extra weight, or you make sure to pre-cook, meal prep those meals. So you just take the extra step, and you need that energy. You need that, right? Or you find the additional right person to be around. So you need to draw from that energy. This is a lot. If you're going to go and try to achieve anything significant and be in the 10%, 1% mindset or whatever financial lifestyle, whatever you want to call it, it's going to take a lot of energy, a lot of effort for you to do that. And it's a commitment, man. So appreciate you guys for listening. Subscribe, share the information, share the podcast. Follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'm at Trevoy Poynter, TrevoyPoynter. I love connecting and communicating with individuals. I just want to get to know everybody out there. I'm going to touch millions of people one day. And it's going to happen incrementally. I get that as well, but I will touch millions of people because I'm committed to this. I'm committed to your development. I'm committed to my own development. And let's just be great, man. Again, appreciate the responses and the subscriptions. Continue to do it. Show love. I show love back. And we all just grow together. Y'all be great. Be awesome. Until next time, the Happy Underdog Podcast. Talk to you soon.